appreciate very much your presentation, Jimmy. I want to just get a couple of clarifications here. It's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around all these particulars. I may have missed something. The postcards. Now, with these four mailouts that you do in a year's time to a particular zip code, do you send a postcard each time in those mailouts? Is that the idea?
Yes.
You send the postcard each time.
Yes. In each envelope, we stuff the envelopes with a brochure and a card. Now, the first year we did this, we didn't do it that way. We sent a brochure, and then one time we sent just the card. Mm-hmm. We've done it differently, but we found it's more effective consistently to have both in one. And so that's what we do.
Is the postcard, is it a permit card where they just drop it in the mail, or do they have to put postage on it themselves?
You can do it that way. You can do it where you can put your postage paid on there already, mm-hmm. but we just have a blank a spot there for them to stamp it themselves.
Uh-huh.
And some people might think that discourages people, but if they're willing to spend 45 cents for a stamp, mm-hmm. if they're interested in the Bible study, maybe that's a small price to pay for them. And it's really not affected any results.
Okay, and one more question. On the brochures, are these brochures something that you've just developed there at your congregation, or is it something you've ordered, or how do you get your brochures?
We've compiled them from our congregation there, yes.
Uh-huh.
If
we were interested in using your brochures, we probably could just adapt it to our own
yes.
congregation.
Okay. Yes, in fact, I've emailed this a little packet to several congregations where you can use this as a template, and you can just put your own information in there on the back. It's got our map and our times and address and so forth, but it's easily adaptable with that.
So you just usually focus on one zip code area per year, or maybe two or something of a year or two, and then move on to another zip code the following year. Is that the way that's done?
Yes, it ends up being usually just one zip code, but sometimes we have smaller zip codes, so we'll combine them, mm-hmm. and it's no more than two or three zip codes for us. But that, our city and the size of our city, it averages around six pieces per mailing, or 6,000 pieces per mailing.
Okay, good, thank you.
I don't really have a question on how the mail-out works. I will very briefly just give my endorsement and a slight supplement to what Jimmy has said. I've been a part of the mail-out now for, this is my fifth year of working with the congregation at Wichita Falls, working alongside Jimmy, and it's a very encouraging work. During this time, Mike Criswell gave me the opportunity to go with him to Africa, my first time to go there. And I experienced the wonderful joy of working there and seeing many people obey the gospel. When I came home, I was not discouraged. And those of you who've gone to Africa and participated in that work, it's usually discouraging to come home. But I wasn't discouraged because we had a number of wonderful studies going on at home. And that meant a lot to me. It has made door knocking and personal visitation much easier. Wayne McCamey once told me, and this was encouraging to me because I always felt the same way, when he would knock on a door, he'd pray that nobody answered. Because if they did answer, he didn't know what he was going to say to them. And I always felt exactly the same way. But this has made door knocking a lot easier all over the city. All social classes, people have expressed appreciation to me for the personal visit. Only one time do I remember a rather adverse situation. Jimmy and I went together, and he was actually had his hand up in the air to knock on the door, and the lady happened to open the door just at that very moment and see two strange men on her porch, one of them with his fist raised up in the air, and she screamed, and we screamed, and she screamed, and we screamed, and We didn't know what was going to happen. But after all the screaming calmed down, she invited us into her home and we had a Bible study. So, as you see, it is very helpful. Thank you for your presentation, Jim.
Appreciate that. We incidentally did not convert that lady.
When you give a free Bible, how nice of a Bible do you give?
We get our Bibles from Sam's Club, and it's about a $15 Bible. So, well, you can get them from $12 to $15. So,
okay, my next question, and I've done this too. Why are we offering a Bible after the study is over, when it looks like they would need the Bible at the very beginning?
That's a good question. I've thought of that, you know, after we've done this a while. And that's a great question. I think we use it as an incentive for them to finish the course. One of the problems with the correspondence course is getting people to finish it, but we just used it as an incentive to try to get them to complete it, assuming they already had a Bible. That's something that we are flexible with. When we go to visit them the first time, we ask them some questions, and that's one of the things that comes up. And if we see that they need a Bible or they don't have a Bible, we have them with us and we give them out before they're done with it.
I've never tried this, but it might be kind of expensive, but how effective would it be when you made your first initial visit and you brought their postcard in your hand and the Bible course packet, mm-hmm. and you had a Bible with you and you handed that to them and say, here's a Bible. I don't know, I was just wondering if you had ever tried that and... How
well, we have might. Given out Bibles before they were finished, and they're very appreciative of it. And I don't know how it changes the process of the completion of the course, but I haven't really kept track of that in the records. But that's a good point. That's something that you can change. Procedures, certainly, in that respect.
Who prints up your material, and how expensive is it to print?
Okay, we have a local printer there in Wichita Falls, and they give us, of course, we print a lot of material, so it's cheaper. But this is the brochures when you... You print up, have 5,000 printed. They're 6 cents a piece. The envelopes, 4 cents a piece. Postcards, 3 cents. And then the labels are what they are. So the postage at 17 cents. This is what our postage is, the bulk nonprofit status rate is. It may be cheaper in the Metroplex, but... it's about 17 cents. When we first started doing this, it was 11 cents. So it's really gone up considerably in the past 6 years. But there are annual costs that you have to pay, but then there are just the quarterly costs. But on average, the total annual cost for 5,000 pieces each quarter is around $7,480.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea.
My one.
Three or four more.
So okay. Well, we tried this in Seminole, but to save money, instead of mailing it through the post office, we had it put as an insert into the newspaper.
Okay.
And that doesn't work. And I was complaining to Clint, this just doesn't work. And Clint said, you didn't do it right. And he said, don't criticize something until you do it the right way. And I think, you know, I think there's something to that. I think, I just don't think very many people read a newspaper anymore. Yeah. Everybody gets mail, but not very many people read a news. I don't know of anybody in my whole neighborhood that reads a newspaper. I don't. So,
well, that when I get the newspaper and the ads that are stuffed in there, I don't pay attention to them. My wife may get the coupons, but I don't really pay attention to them. And I don't know that, you know, I don't want to be presumptuous and say this is the right way, don't change it because nothing else will work. But I have heard of other people tweaking it and it not getting the same success or having the same success. And again, I understand that every area is different, so it's hard to say exactly. I've heard of congregations trying to save money. Instead of mailing it, they hand-delivered it. And that exhausted all of their members, and they, by the fourth effort, everybody was discouraged. So,
I appreciate your comments here today. I think it's great. You know, a lot of congregations indicate, you know, you really don't have anything that we as individual members are doing, but this is a way to get a congregation involved in, you know, a project. And I guess you haven't talked too much about the conversions that took place there in Wichita Falls. So could you talk a little bit about the success of ones you've actually converted it, through this process?
Well, like I said, that this is just one tool in a variety of efforts that we had. So it's hard to say exactly how much growth we received from this particular program because we had other things going. But there are some instances that are very clear that we know that we met people and that they visited us because of this. So we probably have had 25 to 30 additions from the mail-out program. We have a database of around 400 to 500 leads that we can constantly stay in contact with. One gentleman, now this kind of goes back to the idea of hand-delivering the first lesson. We went to see this gentleman that had signed up, and I didn't get him. Didn't get him to come to the door. Nobody was home. And usually what we'll do then is we'll go by another time at a different time of day or a different day and try to find him. Well, we did that, and I knocked on the door, and he said, "I knew you were coming." I said, "Well, how did you know?" Well, he sent this in, but he said, "Well, yesterday when you knocked on the door, I was in the garage, and I just didn't feel like talking to anybody." And so he invited me in. He was in a better mood, and we sat down. We talked. He asked a few questions about our congregation. I gave him some information, thanked him for signing up. His wife was in the background ironing clothes, and we set up a Bible study through the mail. And when he finished that, he told us that he wanted to continue to study. So we set up an in-home Bible study. Now, through that process, we also went by and visited with him to follow up. And during that, his wife signed up. So when both of them finished, they wanted to study more. So we studied with them. And it took us a year to convert them. He was a Baptist. And I didn't think that we were going to get very far with them, but after a year, the whole family started attending services, and they were baptized. And we have an example of a man attending one of our gospel meetings that came from a non-institutional Church of Christ, came to visit. He'd heard his preacher preach about one cup, against one cup, and he was just coming out of curiosity, having been invited to our meeting. And he was converted. His aunt and uncle were converted. His dad was converted. His mother was converted. And two other friends from their congregation were converted. So from that, and he had two sons. So from that family, we had probably 10, 12 additions. There was another family that Clint and I went by to visit, and they were so impressed to get a personal invitation to a Bible study, and that we would actually come and visit them. We set up we didn't really do the correspondence with them. We just went straight to a Bible study with them, just kind of getting a feel for the situation. If you don't have to do the correspondence course, don't. Go straight to the kitchen table and open the Bible. And that's what we've done. And from that, there was several in that family that was converted as well.
I'll be very brief. We've been doing a mail-out program now for a year. We're into our second year. We've tweaked it just a little bit. For whatever reason, the area of Arlington where we are is on rural route systems, and so we're able to do more of the every-door direct mail that Brother Jimmy was talking about. It cuts down on cost somewhat because you don't have to pay the $1,000 for the directory. Instead of paying 17 cents per piece to mail out, it cost us 7.6 cents per piece. I talked to some bulk mailing companies there in Arlington, and they were all split on which was more effective, having the name or just saying Dear Resident. And so it says, Dear Resident, it's given out to every person on the mail route. So that's what we've been doing. We had several visitors from the first mail out, a few visitors from the second mail out. We haven't had any from the last couple. As far as the outreach, doing the Bible, as Dad was talking about, if you go down to Mardell's, you can buy outreach Bibles. They're specifically designed for this. You can buy a case where they're $2 a piece. And so it's a cheap way of giving them a Bible to make sure they have a Bible from the get-go. And also, one thing that I don't have much success getting people to complete a Bible correspondence course. In fact, I haven't had one completed in 3 years. I don't know what the reason behind that is. But one thing I've talked about, and I think you and I talked about, Brother Jimmy, was utilizing this book, Muscle and a Shovel, with people and giving that to them once they've completed the correspondence course. I'm running into people around Arlington that have no connections the first time I've met them, and they're asking me if I've read Muscle and a Shovel. And it's something people are interested in reading for whatever reason. It's a good tool, and I've used it personally, and others have used it in helping to convert people. And I think it's a tool worth looking into.
That's a great idea. We're planning on utilizing that book as well. We may need to do some tweaking as far as when we give the Bible and when we give the book to them. Because the books are expensive, we can't afford to give them to everyone, but the best leads. And so our plan was to give the book to those who have completed the course first, and with the promise that they would read the book and pass it on or give us their input on that. I don't want to overlook this. I emphasized this somewhat, but I want to reiterate it. That this, you know, sometimes people ask, well, could you do it this way and could you do it that way? And yes, you can. You can do it any number of ways, and you can have everything, all the labels, the addresses printed. You can have a company do everything for you and get it out of your hands. But one of the benefits of doing it this way is to get all of the members involved. The ladies in the congregation love to do this. They thrive on being involved in this way. And when there is growth in the congregation, we give glory to God, and we all see that there was a cooperative effort involved in this, and it has really been helpful to our congregation in unifying and keeping us focused on a mission, on a goal. And pace yourself. After we presented this to the congregation, this plan, of course the leaders of the congregation agreed on it, and we presented it to the whole congregation. Everybody was excited. In fact, we had a visitor in our congregation that Sunday morning that came forward and signed up the tray after service. She wanted to take home a tray and stuff envelopes. She was later converted from a Bible study. We had one brother say, "Well, why don't we just mail it to the whole city at once and get it, you know, just do it?" And we resisted that, and we paced ourselves. So we divide it up in chunks that you can manage. And this is a flexible system that you can do that with. So thank you for your interest, and I appreciate the brethren asking me to talk about this, and I hope it helps you.